from the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington. This is Jerry Shario reading The Devil's Bed by William Kent Kruger. Now, let's begin with The Devil's Bed. Prologue. Randall Coates turned off the Virginia Highway and one last time took the narrow drive that curled through the dogwood trees toward his house. Halfway up the hill, he killed the headlights and navigated by the glow of the moon. Before he broke from the trees, he stopped the car, grabbed the night vision binoculars from the seat beside him, and got out. For several minutes, he studied his house. From a distance, everything looked the same as it had that morning when he'd left. But Randall Coates knew that appearances could no longer be trusted. Keeping to the trees, he circled, reconnoitering the whole of his property. With the moon at his back, he approached the house from the east and slipped along the rear wall, peering in at the windows. He leaned against his shadow on the siding and listened. Finally, he slid the key into the back lock and let himself in. He left the lights off and reset the alarm. Laying the binoculars on the kitchen table, he pulled the Glock from his shoulder holster and moved through the house, securing it room by room. When he stood again at the back door, he turned the lights on and let himself relax. He said, "Tomorrow I get motion sensors." He retrieved his car, then strolled the lazy curve of flagstones toward his front door. One last time he paused on the porch steps to study the night sky. The pale yellow eye that was the moon, one last time, studied him right back. Inside, he shrugged off his jacket, but he continued to wear the shoulder holster and the 9mm that were underneath. The jacket he hung in the hallway closet. At the bar, he poured enough Johnny Walker Black for four or five long swallows.